WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A recent Canadian commercial about President Trump's tariff policies is leading to a new tariff. CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman has the story.
Trump abruptly ended all trade negotiations with America's second largest trading partner after the government of Ontario ran an anti-tariff TV ad using the words of one Republican president against another. President Ronald Reagan's words from a 1987 radio address.
But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer.
Ontario says it will stop on Monday, not soon enough for Trump, as he says he'll add an additional 10% tariff on some Canadian goods.
Hurricane Melissa strengthened into a Category 2. It's expected to devastate Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. It's not expected to impact the United States. The BBC's Sue Montgomery has more.
Tropical storm Melissa has strengthened to a hurricane as it bears down in Jamaica in the Caribbean. It could become the strongest hurricane to hit the island in more than 35 years. It's also expected to bring flash flooding and landslides to parts of the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
There's growing concern for the nearly 42 million Americans who rely on federal food assistance. Their benefits could soon disappear as the government shutdown stretches into its 25th day with no end in sight. CBS's Christina Phan reports.
Food banks around the country are flashing warning signs.
We've been having about 7 to 10 new people a day this week.
The pantry at Calvary Episcopal Church in Kentucky ran out of food for the first time in its 43-year history.
We feel like this is the tip of the iceberg.
Members of the California National Guard are now deployed to help food banks in the state.
Actor Jude Lockhart has died. CBS's Elise Preston remembers her career.
Born in New York in 1925, Lockhart made her Broadway debut in 1947's For Love or Money, which earned her the first Tony Award ever for Best Newcomer. She got her start in film in 1938's A Christmas Carol, also working alongside Judy Garland in the 1944 classic musical Meet Me in St. Louis.
We've taken the liberty of filling out your dance card for you.
Thank you. How considerate.
Lockhart is survived by two daughters. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Kamala Harris tells the BBC that she is not done with politics. The former vice president also said that she believes a woman will be president one day and that it may possibly be her. Last week, she told the Associated Press that a run in 2028 was still on the table. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is actress Holly Robinson-Pete for Eggland's Best. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make sure you're choosing wholesome ingredients like Eggland's Best eggs to plus up your nutrition. With more than 6 times the vitamin D and double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best supports a healthy lifestyle. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Pharmacy deserts are popping up.
A new report from the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission shows more than 500,000 people in the state don't have easy access to a pharmacy. People in the Roxbury section of Boston may be about to join that group. They've already lost a few pharmacies, and now, after 30 years in business, Cornfield Pharmacy may soon close. Uche Igesionu left his engineering job to take over the pharmacy after his father was murdered on an overseas trip.
I can't hire staff right now. I don't have enough to even pay myself. I'm on EBT as well.
Igesionu says he loses money on some of the prescriptions he fills because of low reimbursement rates. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Alaska has Fat Bear Week. Texas now has Fat Squirrel Week, and they crowned their first winner. Chunkosaurus Rex beat out Chunk Norris for the top spot. Hosted by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, who launched it, they said they wanted to bridge the gap between state and national parks.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, a high in the upper 50s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the mid-50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now, it's 48.
You see, you're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby. girl.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Notice them until I got this feeling that
señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people a car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time. WRJN.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
on to you. I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel
thank you. Nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. You could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal. And when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day.
In my heart I know I will never stray.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
his part. Could not accept and pretend.
Not And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Trump announced that he's raising U.S. tariffs on Canada by an additional 10% in response to an anti-tariff ad running in Ontario, something he called a, quote, hostile act. The BBC's Chris Barrow has that story.
President Trump says he's imposing an additional 10% tariff on Canadian goods in the wake of a row over an advert about tariffs that angered him. The U.S. abruptly halted trade talks with Canada on Thursday in response to the advert, which featured excerpts from a speech in 1987. By the former President Ronald Reagan. It warned tariffs hurt every American worker and consumer.
Meanwhile, the president is in Asia in an effort to de-escalate the trade war with China.
The president is in Malaysia to attend the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit, or the ASEAN. But first,
President Trump will participate in a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Malaysia in the afternoon.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says in the evening, Trump will attend a working dinner with the ASEAN leaders. The next stop in Trump's Asia trip will be Tokyo, Monday. He'll meet with Japan's new prime minister Tuesday, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, he will be in South Korea for the APEC, or the Asia-Pacific Economic